Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your host, Dakota Morgan, coming from Phoenix, Arizona. And in this little bit of an intro thing, it's not an intro thing, because we're running solo today. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm running solo for this week's episode. There may be a bonus episode out with a fun little interview coming up. We're going to see what's going to happen. But this is a solo episode today because I wanted to give a shout out to you guys about a current series I am working on for SGGS Comics. We talked about one before called Young Power. A lot of fanfare for that. Thousands of you guys have tuned in, read the issues 1 and 2 combined. Wonderful. The reviews have been ecstatic and whatnot. And I've been able to write for SGGS Comics for that, for Young Power, for Idea of Essence as a Childhood. Now I get to be the writer of a series that's bringing my inner child back to life even more, because years ago, a few years ago, let's be honest here, when I was a kid, you know, I would play with toy soldiers and play with our like giant monster figures like Godzilla, or make a giant monster figure or something like that. And now I get to do that. Now I get to be able to go out and do that again, but this time write and create this world and whatnot with a new series called Operation Kaiju Shield. And this is maybe somewhat of a promotional episode, maybe not, maybe somewhat. But I just wanted to get word about this to you guys, because you guys, I put the episode out there for Young Power, and after the episode, you guys fucking loved it. And so many of you tuned in to read Young Power. And yes, the app is not yet finished for SGGS Comics, but you guys can still read it, in case you're wondering where you can read it. You can read it on our Instagram, at SGGS Comics, or you can read it on my personal Instagram, Dakota_Morgan97. We have all of it on there for you guys. On my Twitter, at DakotaMorgan3. If you have Twitter users only, but it takes you to Instagram, it's weird. I'm sorry. Just wait till the app's downloaded too. But this has been Operation Kaiju Shield. Is a story of Vietnam War mixed with giant monsters. And we follow the squad who's been fighting in Vietnam for a little bit of time. And, you know, then giant monsters appear. Then a new person appears to join their team. And then maybe there's a new commander. Who knows? Maybe not. But this is also the episode where I wanted to personally tell you guys to be like, hey, look, there is that amazing thing. If you love giant monsters, Operation Kaiju Shield is a thing you guys are going to want to tune in and read. But this is also the episode where I want to go out and say, definitely, how do I put this for you guys? It's weird going solo. Usually we do interviews and shit like that. But this is the episode where I want to say, you guys, is if you think your dreams are not yet possible, they are. You just got to go out there and chase them. You got to go out there and take the positivity in yourself. If you're down on yourself, you're going to go nowhere, let me tell you. So you got to be positive on yourself to be able to go out there and do that. You know, I get to live my childhood through my comics, through being a filmmaker, as an actor, doing all this crazy shit, you know, as a writer, all this jazz. And being able to bring stuff to life has been my life, what dreams and whatnot, what I wanted to do and create and stuff. But you guys can at home can do it too. It just takes that little bit of time, you know, and you gotta be one confident with yourself and move forward and do it, you know. This show is out there. This is kind of a personal shout out to you guys, because this show itself has been a big inspiration to a lot of people. A lot of people have been coming back at me and, you know, and either private messaging me and shit like that, or talking to me in person about how much the show's meant. So I definitely want to tell you guys, you can do this. All the stuff you hear us talk about with these people on the show, these interviews, you all can do it too. You just have to put forth the effort and have confidence in yourself and chase those dreams and confidence in what you want to do. And you have those things, you could definitely go forward and do what the fuck you want. Like, yes, it's tough building yourself in this day and age, and it takes sometimes a year, 2 years, as I've learned. But you build yourself up, you be something, you be somebody, and it's all worth it anyway, I promise. So that was a tangent. But yeah, folks, Operation Kaiju Shield is out. It's issue number 1 is out, and it comes out the 5th of every month, and there's a segue there. So definitely, folks, check that out, and definitely take that advice, because it'd be very, very helpful for you. And that's basically summed up of the past few episodes of what we've had, because we've had very fun people on the show. And so if you're just turning in, this is your first episode, I'm clearly fucking sorry, really. And you hear me rambling on for like 5 minutes, but this is the episode of me talking about it. And it's a really fun series to be able to do for Operation Kaiju Shield. And we're bringing all the things of Vietnam into it, with the warfare, the equipment, the soldiers and whatnot too. And being able to give you Vietnam War a little bit here and kind of dive into that and what the effect it had on people and shit like that. While also giving you this thing of giant monsters running around. So it's kind of an action thing and whatnot. Somewhat of a mini message in there when further issues come out of you know, respecting nature in its course and shit like that too. So there's a little bit of that message in there. If you love nature, which most of us should anyway, then definitely there is that. But there's also the thing of also brotherhood as well too, and the squad and whatnot. So it's definitely worth it. The characters in there, kind of really everyone's been loving it. And the monsters that we have in there, they're like giant animals, gene splice and shit like that. Animals have been giant or mutated and shit like that. It was gene splicing. Who did it? Why they did it? Read issue number one, folks. So if you definitely want to read Operation Kaiju Shield, which I highly recommend, especially if you're a giant monster fan out there, then @Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram, or @DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, or take it to Instagram. And also, they'll take you to the post. And then also as well, if you want to, @SGGScomics on Instagram and Facebook. They'll definitely do it for you on there. You guys can try out me on Facebook. I'm not going to accept it, depending on who you are. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Don't be a creep. Maybe I'll accept your fan. Who knows? Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This rambling's a little bit over now. And so you guys can follow me on there, @DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, and @Dakota_Morgan97. Just want to make sure you guys go know that's where you can find it, is those profiles at the moment. Until the app gets downloaded in just a little bit here, we're working on it. Take some time. So definitely, folks, stay tuned for that. And make sure you guys read the Unpowered 2. It helps as well. And we're also looking for reviews for you guys. I know this is a lot of fucking work I'm giving you right now. If you guys want to, make sure you subscribe to the show as well for more interviews. Probably there was going to be more shit along the way. Don't worry. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in this episode here. Make sure you guys subscribe. Leave a review as well for things, people you want to see us talk to on the show and have as guests and talk about whatever, really. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And stay classy, comic book fans.